Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church, located at 905 Yadkin Street in Kingsport, Tennessee, would like to invite you to listen to a message of sovereign grace by their pastor, Gabe Stonecker. And now, Pastor Gabe Stonecker.
Our message is going to come from one of the Psalms today, Psalm 138. I'd like for us to read the first five verses here in Psalm 138. It says, I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answeredest me and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Those are wonderful verses in that psalm, aren't they? David here is declaring the difference. That's how he begins the psalm. He's declaring the difference. As Exodus 11 says, he's putting a difference in God and the gods. In Exodus 11, our Lord said, I'm putting a difference in my people and those who are not my people. Well, David said, there's a difference in God, the capital G God, and the gods, the lowercase g gods, the false gods, the gods who are no gods at all. There's only one true and living God. All of God's people will come to know that. Only one true and living God. Men worship different gods, little g gods that they've made up in their minds, that they've formed in their minds. Men have different versions of God. These are all false gods, little g gods. But there's only one true and living God, and he has declared himself in his word. He said, beside me, there's none else. There's only one. There's only one God. That's why David said in verse 1, I will praise thee. I'll praise thee with my whole heart. I pray the Lord will cause us to say the same thing. I pray the Lord will reveal himself, the only true God, to us. And I pray that he will cause us to say with David, I'll worship you. I'll sing praise to you, only you. And I'll do that with my whole heart. All of my heart. Every bit of it goes to you. Because there's no one else and nowhere else to send my praise to. There's only one God, only one object, one true capital G God. Sadly, though, he declared the truth that there are many counterfeit gods. There are many, many gods. One God declared by the word, but many gods declared by men. And David said, I want us to know the difference in the two. I want us to mark the difference in the God that men have made up in their minds. They have changed the declaration of this word. And this is the sad truth and the sad error for men and women today, men and women throughout every generation. This one living God has declared who he is, but man has changed his declaration. Man has twisted his declaration, altered his declaration of himself. And the reason man does that is because he does not like the declaration. God has declared who he is, and man reads it. Man sees it, But the natural flesh of man does not like what he sees. So he changes it. Man thinks that he can improve on the declaration. So he changes it. He sees how God has declared himself and he says, I can imagine a better God than that. So he thinks he can improve on it. Man thinks he is wiser than the decree that God has made concerning himself. Man sees God's will and God's purpose, and man says, well, I have a wiser will and a wiser purpose. That's why man changes it. Man thinks that he can fashion a better God, and in the process, man loses God. He loses God. He throws God out, and he ends up with no God at all. That's where man is left when he does that. No God at all. That has always been the case, and that will always be the case. That's what the nature of sinful men and women are prone to do. They're prone to fashion their own little g God. And here's the truth of the matter. But for the grace of God, but for God's goodness, but for God's mercy, but for the grace of God, all of us would try to change His glory. All of us would try to change and fashion a different God than the God as He has declared Himself to be. We would worship and serve the gods of our imagination. That's where God finds all of His people. They're all worshiping the God of their imaginations. When He comes to them, that's where they are. But for His grace, that's where they would still be. Had He left them alone, that's where they would still be. They would worship the false God of false religion. If you look with me at Psalm 135, it says in verse 15, "The idols of the heathen are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They form them themselves." They form their own God. They make them into whatever they want them to be. And we read a verse like that and we think, well, that's what man used to do and we don't do that anymore. Well, that's not so. That's not so. Man may form an actual image or man may form one in his mind. It's the same thing. Man forms his own God into what he wants that God to be. It says in verse 16 right here, "They have mouths." This little God that man forms. "They have mouths, but they speak not." The one who made the little g God has to speak for the little g God. He forms a mouth, but he can't speak. So the man has to speak for him. It goes on to say, "They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not." Man has to see for his God. He has to see what his God can't see. Verse 17 says, "They have ears, but they hear not." Man has to hear for the God. Men cry unto a God and pray unto a God that can't even hear them. Man has to hear his own cry. Man has to hear his own prayer. Verse 17 says, "They have ears, but they hear not, neither is there any breath in their mouths." Man has to live for them. This is describing men and women's gods today that they formed. Man has to live for his God. Do we see that? Man has to, if you don't live for your God, nobody will. Verse 18, it says, "They that make them are like unto them." They that make them are like unto them. What are the gods that they make like? They're dead. They're dead. They're not alive. They're not living. They can't do anything. And he said, "They that make them are just like them. So is everyone that trusteth in them. They're trusting in the work of their own hands. Their own hands form something, and then they cast all their trust into what their hands have done. That's what you get when you worship a false god. A little g god. You have to worship yourself. That's what you have to do. You have to worship yourself. You have to worship what you have made. You have to worship what you have done. There's no one else to worship. You have to trust yourself. There's no one else to trust. With a false god, there's only you. With a false god, it's all up to you. With a false god, everything lies in the hands of you. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound familiar? Look with me at Isaiah 44. It says in Isaiah 44, verse 1, "Yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen." He said, I've chosen you. You haven't chosen me. I chose you. He said in verse 2, "Thus saith the Lord that made thee." You see that? "And formed thee." He said, I formed you. You didn't form me. I formed you from the womb. "Which will help thee." I'll help you. "Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen." He said, you didn't make me. You didn't form me. I made you. I formed you. And he said, I'm going to call you to myself. I'm going to speak to you with my mouth. I'm going to hear you cry unto me. I'm going to draw you with my hand. I'm going to reveal myself to you. I'm going to reveal my living self to you. I'm going to say, I am. I am the living God. I'm going to show you who the true and living capital G God is and what the true and living capital G God has done for you. Not what you have done or need to do for me, but what I've done for you. Verse 21, right here in this chapter, he said, "Remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant, I have formed thee. Thou art my servant, O Israel, thou shalt not be forgotten of me. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions." What did he blot them out with? His own blood. His own blood, his own living, redeeming blood that flows through his veins. He said, "I've blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee." Verse 23 says, "Sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord hath done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth, break forth into singing, ye mountains, O forest, and every tree therein, for the Lord hath redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel." He said, that's what I've done for you. That's what I've done for you. So in chapter 45, verse 20, he says, "Assemble yourselves and come. Draw near together, ye that are escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image and pray unto a God that cannot save." They have no knowledge. They set up all their gods and they're praying to their gods that cannot save. He said, "Tell ye, tell them. Tell them and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? Have not I told you? And there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior, there is none beside me. None. So he said, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. Once a sinner sees him, once a sinner sees his word, hears his word, sees the work of his hands, once a sinner realizes that he is, he's the one who forms. He's the one who makes. He's the one who controls. Once a sinner sees him, that sinner will say, with David back in Psalm 138, verse 1, he will say, I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods, all these other gods that men have made, man sets up his God here and sets up his God there. Before all the other gods, I will sing praise unto thee. Unto thee, thee alone. I'll do it with my whole heart. All of it will be to you. All of my worship, all of my praise goes to you only. You only. The Apostle Paul, who was known as Saul of Tarsus, he grew up in religion, worshiping the gods. He had his own God made up. He had his own imagination of what God was. It was a false God. He acknowledged that to be so. It was a God that required the work of his hands. Many people today have a God just like that, a God that requires the work of their hands. But after the true and living God revealed himself to this man, Saul of Tarsus, he went around telling everybody. And we know the story. He was on his way to Damascus and God knocked him off of his horse. Saul was going to persecute and to punish and to kill those who worshiped the true and living God. And God revealed himself to Saul. He knocked him down into the ground and he said, I am. And Saul realized, you are. And he said, what would you have me to do, Lord? Paul went around after that telling everybody who would listen. He said, don't let anybody come to you preaching another Jesus. Don't let anybody. And every child of God, every sinner who sees this true and living God will say the same thing. Don't let anyone preach to you another Jesus. But this one right here, this true and living God, Paul said, there's not another one. Don't listen to anyone who is preaching another gospel, another way of salvation than through the work of this Christ alone and the blood of this Christ alone. There's no other way. He said, there's one God, there's one Lord, there's one faith, there's one hope, one. One. Many people will say, well, you have your way and I have my way and this person has their way and it's okay. We'll all just meet up in the end together. There's one way. There's only one God. There's only one God that saves. And it's not my way or anyone else's way. It's God's way. And he has declared it in his word. One way. David said, I will praise thee with my whole heart. With my whole heart. If a man or woman is going to truly praise the living God, that's how he or she will praise him. That's how, with the whole heart, with the whole heart. So many people try to worship him with the mind. They try to worship him with the mind. They try to worship their made-up God. They try to worship the God that's in the Scripture with the mind. Many don't realize they're doing that, but they are. trying to worship God with the mind, trying to worship God with the hands, trying to worship God with the knees, trying to worship God with the mouth. God's people worship Him with the heart. Out of the heart are the issues of life. That was the warning that our Lord gave to the Pharisees in Mark chapter 7. He said to them, here's the problem. The Pharisees were going through all those motions of the law. The law says do this, so we'd better do this. And it says do that, so we'd better do that. And they'd come up to Him and say, good master. That was lip service. They didn't believe on Him. And He said, here's the problem. He said, your heart is far from me. Your heart. Romans 10, verse 10 says, with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. With the heart. Proverbs 4, 23 says, out of the heart are the issues of life. Proverbs 23, 26, it says, my son, give me thine heart. Heart. That's the whole man. That's the love. If God ever gives that command to a sinner, He'll give that sinner the ability to give his heart. That's what the sinner will do. That's what the sinner will want to do. He will be made willing. David said, with my whole heart will I praise thee. And that is the giving and the doing and the work of God toward a sinner. That's God's kindness. That He would cause a sinner to do that. That's His kindness. That He would give a new heart that's able to praise. He said, I'm going to take out that stony heart, that old rotten, dead, sinful heart. I'm going to put in a heart of flesh, a living heart. That's the heart of Christ. It's God's goodness that He would give a living heart that's able to praise, has a desire to praise. That's the grace of God to the sinner. So verse 1 says, I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. Verse 2, he said, I will worship toward thy holy temple. I will worship you in the place where you have chosen to put your name there. The place where you've chosen to put your truth there. And God's people will. They will. That's exactly what God's people do. David said, I'm not going to go worship in the houses of these false gods. And all of God's people will say that. A lot of times you'll hear people say, well, they don't preach exactly according to the Bible, but I like going there. And No. David said, if it's a house of lies, if it's a house of bondage, if it's a house of man's works where they're telling man that he has to do for his God, and not the truth of the other way around, God does all the doing for His creation. David said, I'm not stepping foot in that place. And that's what all of God's people say. Verse 2, he said, I'll worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. I'm going to gather in the place where I can praise you for your grace and for your truth. He said in verse 2, for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Magnified your word above all your name. What is His name? The name God, the name Jehovah. You think about that. What is His magnifying of His word above His name? John 1 verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. There are three that bear record in heaven, the Scripture says. The Father, the Word, the Spirit. Who is the Word? It's Christ. It's Christ. He said, I'm going to magnify Christ. Christ, your Word, Christ, is magnified above all your name. Everything that you are, the name. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. God has magnified Christ above all things. Where did He magnify Him? On the cross of redemption. redemption for His people. Those that the Father gave to Christ, He humbled Himself. Christ humbled Himself. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God the Father has highly exalted Him and given Him a name that's above every name. David said, "You've magnified Your Word above all that You are, Christ." And David said, "I magnify Him too." Verse 3, he said, "In the day when I cried, Thou answered me and strengthened me with the strength in my soul." Not the strength in my body, not the strength in my flesh. David said, "Strength in my soul." I love Psalm 66. David said, "Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I'll declare what He's done for my soul." Verse 4, he said, "All the kings of the earth shall praise Thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of Thy mouth." All the kings of the earth. You know who all the kings of the earth are? The kings he's referring to? He's referring to God's people. The Scripture says they've been all made to be kings and priests unto their God. So verse 5 says, "Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord." There are going to be a lot of souls singing throughout eternity. All of the redeemed are going to sing the song of the redeemed. There's a song called "Marching to Zion," and one of the lines says, "Let those refuse to sing who never knew our God, the true and living God. A sinner who sees Him will start singing." Verse 5 says, "Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord." What are His ways? His ways are mercy. His ways are grace, mercy in His blood, the free gift of His love and favor and kindness. His ways are truth. His ways are peace. His ways are rest. His ways are security. All His ways, David said, all Your people will sing in all Your ways. May God put that song in us for the only true and living God, Jesus Christ our Lord. Till next week, may He bless His Word to our hearts.
You have been listening to a message by Gabe Stonecker, pastor of Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church in Kingsport, Tennessee. If you would like a copy of this message or to hear other messages of Sovereign Grace, log on to our website at ksgctn.org. If you would like to come and worship with us, our service times are Sunday morning Bible study at 10 o'clock a.m., worship at 10:45 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m., Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Please tune in next week for another message of God's free and sovereign grace.